Righto. Now, I've clarified in that ad break from Peter Moody off air that Imperial Lass, of course, is in Brisbane and she will run in the Queensland Oaks now that Bohemian Lily has been scratched. I'm hearing that the filly may have cut her elbow this morning and a vet has examined, obviously, in the last little while and they have scratched. So Bohemian Lily is out, race 7, number 1 of the Queensland Oaks, and Imperial Lass is in Brisbane and will line up in that race tomorrow. Warren Huntley, our Flemington trackman's been on the job with a special jump out this morning of Brazen Bow and Wodgina and a couple of other horses. Morning to you, Warren.
Good morning, Andrew.
Has it happened?
Yeah, no, just been down the straight now. Gay Waterhouse and Chris Waller are still here in the grandstand. There's quite a few media here with it being probably pretty big news in Melbourne at the moment. Horses heading over to Royal Ascot off-season for here from a carnival point of view. So, yeah, it's only just happened, and I think connections of both horses would be very pleased.
All right, so explain, there was four of them down the straight?
There was. The other two horses were Sea Lord, an experienced sprinter from the Stephen Brown stable, and a relatively inexperienced horse, Viking Ransom, from the Nigel Blackerson stable. And they jumped from the barriers at the 800-metre mark down the straight. First couple of 100 metres was pretty much the four of them keeping fairly close proximity. And then at around about the 400-metre mark, the two widest runners, which were Brazen Bow, one from the inside and Wangina right on the outside, drew away from the other two runners and really quickened up the last 400 metres or so, with Brazen Bow just always holding perhaps half a length to, I'd say right on the line, maybe a neck margin over Wangina. Damien Oliver aboard Wangina just asked him to quicken that little bit without pulling the whip at all, just hands and heels, and he pulled a little bit of ground off Brazen Bow, who seemed to be just travelling very sharply and just on the bridle for the whole trip. But I got them just over 46 for the 800 metres in home in just over 21. So for a jump out down the straight, and those times aren't official. They're just from my stopwatch. Yep. But that, you know, that's really just about as good as they go down the straight. That was a lovely, solid hit out, particularly the last 400 metres for the two star sprinters who pulled away and probably had about a four-length margin or so on the other two runners at the end of the jump out.
And I know you've come straight to air, so I'm not too sure whether you've heard Chris or Gay say anything about it. Have you heard anything?
I've had a good chat to Gay. Chris went straight to the media and I haven't spoken to Chris, but Gay was really pleased, and both horses on the back of a jump out, official trial in Sydney, and now the jump out here. I think both trainers were of the view that you want to have the horse quite forward and close to race fitness before you jump on the plane, and that solid hit out down the straight was exactly what both of them were looking for. Brazen Bow in particular looked to do it very comfortably. He's probably a little bit more of a brilliant horse than Wangina, who was just, as I said, just a little bit hands and heels the last bit, but with only a neck between them at the finishing post. I think both connections would think that would just top them off beautifully to travel over to the UK.
Yeah, they certainly are prepared now. If they're not, they're in a bit of issue, and that's the same with Sharmil Wynne. They all leave on Wednesday, bound for England, and then preparations into Royal Ascot and their respective races. I know one thing with Chris Waller is that with Brazen Bow, no race, whether it be the Diamond Jubilee or the King Stand, has been decided on. I think a lot to do with the weather that's going to be around Royal Ascot at that time. So we'll wait and see what unfolds. Warren, thank you for coming on straight after a maiden and giving our listeners the very latest.
Pleasure, Andrew.